Blog Talk Radio.
I totally went there. Hello, it is Friday. Welcome to the download here on Dollhouse Radio, and I am your host, Sierra Devay, here with your co-host, Alana Evans. Hello.
What's up?
I know, I'm like full of vigor today. I don't know.
Yes,
why.
I love it.
I don't know why. I've been like this all day, so I think it's a good thing. It might be because I don't know about you, but I'm happy that the holidays are over with.
Fuck yes. Thank you.
I'm
Thank
so fucking happy.
Yes.
Okay, so I just got to say this, and I'm going to say this because our show is called The Down Low, and for those of you who don't know, our show is about infidelities and being the other woman, because everyone who hosts this show has been the other woman one time or another. We're not necessarily the other woman now, but we have been.
That's right.
And we have been. But the reason why I bring that up is because when I was the other woman, I didn't have to worry about cooking and taking care of people. All I had to worry about was going to other people's parties. That was it.
That's like the best way to put it ever.
It was the best way to celebrate the freaking holidays. You
That's
know,
great.
As I look back, I'm going, the whole woe is me was overrated. I would have done anything. Actually, I did do it, but spending the holidays watching TV and not having anyone over my house was the best thing ever.
I can imagine.
I cooked for people. I put it in the mail and I was done and sorry, but you have to send me your address or you would have got fudge too. But that's all I did for the holidays. I just sent fudge out.
It's
I was like, I'm not even buying you anything. I'm lazy.
Just keep your fudge. I do not want it. I've been working my butt off, girl. I holidays and
look, I can think of other things we could be doing on the holidays. It'd be a lot more fun.
Yes. Getting fat is not one of them.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. I just had to say that because it was just absolutely. I'm not saying that I don't like doing the holidays, but I'm going to say right now when I was single and I had nobody else to take care of it, it was all about me. Way more
yes.
fun hanging out with my friends getting drunk.
Word. Right?
Way more
exactly.
fun. And then you
drama.
Didn't even care what you got as a present. You didn't care if you got a present. You're just like, whatever. Just, you know,
whatever.
Just pay for my drinks and I'll pay for yours. How's that?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I just got to say thank you to everybody who came out for our for our really big show last week. It was last week, right?
Yes, it was last week. Okay. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. And, oh, my God, we got so – I'm sorry to everyone because I know I didn't answer the phones. There was a reason for that, and I didn't tell you, but we are answering phones today. But the switchboard was lighting up like crazy.
Oh, I can't imagine.
It was crazy, and I felt bad that I wasn't answering, but, you know, we had a plan.
Yes.
But that was just for that day.
It was ladies' night. That's what
it was ladies' night, yeah.
The girls were together. We were doing our thing.
Yes. Alana, if you had seen the switchboard, you'd been like, what the hell? It was
nice.
Really crazy.
Lighting up
if,
like a
when
Christmas
you see my
tree.
Email, you'd be like, oh, my God.
That's great.
Because I don't
doing
think, I don't think our conversation would have been as much. It was great. I think our conversation wouldn't have been as great as if everyone had known what I was seeing. So
that's funny.
We would have talked to them. So. We would have gone on for like 5 hours if we had done that.
It could have.
We really could have. We could have gone on for like 5 hours. But that's okay. It's a new year. And a new year brings a whole lot of new things. Me, I've got to learn how to enunciate. That's my new thing this year.
Okay, girl.
I'm learning to enunciate because I have a tendency to drag my words.
Nice.
Even
you
when I'm not dragging.
Stop sucking dick while we're doing the show.
Is that what it is? I see, I thought it was the piercing in my tongue.
Wait,
which I recently finally took completely out.
I didn't know that you had a piercing in your tongue. That is totally
I have a
why.
Piercing
it'll
in my
totally
tongue.
It'll totally fuck with you. Yeah, it'll fuck with you. Because it bounces around. But it's good.
Unless we don't see
it
too much anymore because I don't really show it off. Oh, my God, it totally fucks with you. And I hear myself now and I'm going, oh, my God, I was sober that time. But it was a piercing in my tongue. I say that time, I'm not going to lie.
Don't tell people when you're sober, it's no fun.
Yeah, it's real. No, I will tell you, the difference between being sober, when you're sober with a piercing in your tongue, you sound like you're tipsy. But
okay.
When you're drunk with a piercing in your tongue, you break teeth.
Oh, shit.
So, just to let you all know, my dentist bill for the last year, because I probably talked more in the last year than I've talked in a long time, I have cracked quite a few teeth.
Oh.
With it clicking on my back. And you can't really see it because I don't, you know, because I'm so used to it now, I don't talk from my mouth wide open when you see piercing, but just because it's plastic doesn't mean it doesn't hit my teeth.
Oh, of course. Yeah. See, kids, the dangers of getting your tongue pierced.
The dangers of getting, look, yes, kids, if I ever had a child, that'd be the one thing I'd be like, look, you can't get your tongue pierced until you start paying your own insurance.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for your teeth to get fixed. Oh, I've cracked so many teeth.
Girl, I've spent so much time in the dentist chair. I have beautiful, amazing teeth. I will be damned if I am fucking it up with a tongue ring or a mouth piercing. Oh, hell
see,
no.
My problem is I've never had a cavity in my life or anything like that, but I've cracked more teeth with the piercings inside my mouth. And I know a lot of people don't realize that I have a lot of piercings. I do have a lot of piercings. They're just not visible, and that was on purpose. But I do have a lot of piercings.
Smart.
I have a lot of tattoos, but they're not visible unless I'm completely naked with my head shaved.
Wait, what piercings do you have that are under your clothes? We don't get some dirt right now at Sierra.
Okay, so I'll do this real quick. Okay, see, there's my tongue. There's my clit. There's the back of my neck.
Your neck is pierced? Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's pierced. That's why I wear my hair up a lot.
Wow.
Because I've been caught many times in my hair getting caught along with piercing on my neck.
Ow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah. I got a lot of things hidden. I look so conservative, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I played off really well. People don't realize how many tattoos I have. I've got way more tattoos than you think. And you didn't
Bad
see them
girl.
When I was doing movies either. So. But we'll get on to that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We got into one thing. Okay. So for everybody listening tonight, welcome back. It is January. It is 2016, and I'm feeling Oprah rich.
Yay.
Because she sings everything, right? I've never liked watching Oprah, so I've actually never seen a whole episode of Oprah.
Oh, that's funny. Shame on you.
I'm like not American.
I don't watch it.
And I live in Chicago, too.
I don't watch it. No, you know why? It's because we're not chicks that sit home on our, no offense, we're not chicks who sit home on our couch watching soap operas and living
the
life.
That is so true. I haven't seen a soap opera since I was a teenager. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
We're not Oprah's demographic, exactly.
I mean, honestly, if I have time to do that, then I have time to play video games, which are way more important to me.
Yeah, and that's where I spend my time.
If I have time to do that, I got time to play. I got plenty of time to finish Zelda.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Because I'm pretty far behind, and I enjoy that. So.
So awesome.
I got time to finish Zelda, which takes time. But, okay, so.
Yes.
I'm feeling kind of over. Just say, hey, you get a car. You don't know. No one gets a car today. But we are, well, we're winding down because we're going to take a little, guys, I know you all love being here with us. And real quick, I'm going to shout this out to you all. If you want to join in the conversation, and we're going to get to our topic here really, really soon. It's about hiding the stuff you need to hide, because you know you all need to hide some stuff. I had to hide some stuff recently, so I'm gonna go into that story.
Yes.
But really quickly, we will be taking a break here soon, because you know what? We've been nonstop for a year and a half.
Woof woof.
Well, by the time we quit, by the time we take a break, it'll be a year and a half. So we are here for the end of January, and then we're gonna take the whole month of February off, and we will be back on March 4th. With a whole new set of topics. I think we even have a new segment, and we're refreshing our show. We're refreshing all kinds of things. Don't worry, we're not changing the format. We're just making a refresh.
Yeah, refresh.
Because you know sometimes that dirty girl got to go to the bathroom and freshen up real quick and come back for some more.
Oh, you did not just say that. Oh, my God. So basically, we got to go clean up our vaginas, and then we'll be back. What? Damn, girl. Love it.
I know that was awful, wasn't it?
Yes. It's okay. It's okay.
It was awful, but relatable.
How about this? We're going to go for about a month each, be total whores, sow some oats, and come back with new stories. Yeah. And we'll probably do some vagina cleaning in between.
We might. We don't know. It depends on how I feel. No.
Oh, my God. I love you.
God. I'm sorry, but that was just funny.
You know what's funny is I'm playing hooky from the X-Biz Awards tonight.
Yes. Oh, my God. So I'm so happy that you're here because you did tell me, and then I got into my own Sierra Nation world, and I kind of conveniently forgot. And then as soon as you said it again, I was like, oh, that's right. The whole conversation came back to me immediately. And I was like, oh, but
I was like, never mind. I don't feel like going.
Yeah, I was like, but I already, you know me, I always have a plan B and C. So.
Oh, nice.
But you're here to go, so happy.
Yes, because we are together.
So tell
tonight,
me, what have you been up to? Where are you at today? Because you've been traveling, my love.
I've been traveling like crazy. I'm home, but in a couple of days, I leave for Vegas for like a whole week. It's going to be Party Central. And then I come back home. I got some crazy stuff going on here. And then I'm getting out of the States. I'm going to Australia.
I don't blame me. Are you doing any conventions before you go on vacation?
You know, I plan on it. My trip to Australia, I'm hoping to attend a Sexpo this year. So that's the big push. And then, yeah.
This one in Africa that I really want to attend is supposed to be huge and great. And this sounds crazy because I'm not really a girl going to Africa type of girl. But there's one in Africa that I've actually been asked twice now, and I'm thinking now I'm definitely going to go. Not this year, but maybe next year.
It's just awesome to travel the world and share our sexuality with other people, and in reality, other cultures, because they are different than we are. So I'm excited. I'm totally in need for
it's always
I'm
exciting when you
down there.
Do you ever find that when you go to another? Yes. Okay. Do you ever find that when you go to another country that they seem to be way more open about things than we are?
Oh, absolutely. They don't have.
It's
that
always like, wow. You mean this is just normal
belief
here?
Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas here we're like, then, ooh, you're, you know, avant-garde. But there, no, we're
I
just like,
believe.
Oh, you're just whatever.
Yeah.
That's our usual
absolutely
here. We do that every day.
Just like experiencing new things. And I'm a sucker for a man with an accent, you know, so.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm with you. And I'm all about experiencing new things.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I'll go out there and stay out there for like 3 months or a year.
Okay, well, can I get just like an invite to a BR&B or something? As long as it
yes
doesn't have any drugs in it, you know. If I can get an invite, I will come and join you. But okay, so this is the thing. I will come and join you, but we cannot tell my BF what I'm doing. So how are we going to keep all that secret?
You know, we'll post pictures on social media. How's that?
Okay, yeah, we won't post it on social media. And we have to be real secretive about our text.
Yes, exactly. We'll keep it. We'll be good. We'll have our GPS bouncing out of different
we
countries.
Gotta, yeah, we got to turn our GPS off. We could, look, we can't be like, we can't have anybody picking. See, actually, when
yeah
I think about it now, it's harder for us.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you know,
it's a little bit harder.
More people
news
know
travels,
you
can't end up on any porn sites. They spotted you somewhere or spotted me somewhere. Okay, well, okay, the reason why I brought that up, if anybody's wondering, is today we're talking about Plume. And I thought about Plume because I briefly saw this. I didn't even see the show, just to be honest with you. I just saw a brief advertisement for a show about Plume and other apps that hide what you're doing on in text messages. Like when you're texting somebody,
wow,
all sexiness. They even have special, like, are they called emoticons? Is that when you show, like, the face and stuff,
yeah,
emoticons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emoticon,
they even have special
emoji
emoticons. Yeah, they have all that for, like, you know, making whoopee and all kinds of things. And, like, the things that you really want to say, but they got actual pictures.
Really? Oh, my God, I love
really
it.
They have real pictures. They've got some stuff. And they've got every color
nice
of the rainbow and every type of relationship going. They got it all. So,
wow.
But they're not the only one. But I really wanted to talk about that today because, for me, I thought, wow, you know what? I kind of could have used that for but, and they even hide your pictures for you so they're not even on your phone when you take a picture for that person. I mean, they
yeah
go that deep.
Yeah.
So
you mean like those galleries you have? You could just set it up, super secret stash, yet it's all still there?
Yeah. Okay, so honestly, the other week, I was in a bar, and I was hanging out with a friend, and I wanted to show them a picture of me, of my dog, and I forgot that another friend of mine had sent me a dick picture.
Oh, shit.
So, of course,
so
as soon as I
phone
opened my phone, that was the first thing that came up. And I'm like,
oh, my
I was
gosh
so, I have to admit, I was extremely embarrassed.
Because it probably wasn't that kind of friend sitting with you.
It was not. It was not
dick
that type of friend. And it wasn't anyone there. And I was like, ooh, ooh, I'm so embarrassed.
Girl,
I was like, ooh,
I
that, that's just
so
nothing.
I would be in so much trouble. There are so many dick pics ripped abs.
Exactly.
I love that stuff. I love it.
So this app would kind of eliminate that would ever happen
you know
to you.
See, and at least for me, though, they're all the same person. Because when I move from guy to guy, I delete.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, I'm done with him. Okay, we'll just delete the whole gallery. He's gone. But, like, I don't even know you.
Oh, you know, I don't. My problem is when I, even when I move on from guy to guy, I still get exes still sending me pictures anyway.
Oh, damn.
They never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex, oh, my exes from, like, 15, 20 years ago still send me pictures.
Oh,
even though
crazy
I don't even
they
encourage
know better
it.
My ex, they know better.
Then again, I just, you know, you'd be like, well, why didn't you change my, well, I haven't changed my phone number in a long time. I would have to
yeah
actually change. I'm not one of those people who changes my phone number. I just block you.
Yeah, and I don't, because I don't want to see that. If I'm not hooking up with you no more, I don't like you. You piss me off.
Well, sometimes I mean like that. Maybe I'm in between, and I might. Well, see, that's my problem. Okay, I don't like it if I don't like. Well, no, because there's guys I've broken up with that were really great sex. I just don't want to date them anymore.
Yeah,
you're really great. Oh, that's great when I'm horny, but I don't want to date you anymore. Fuck that.
Yeah. Ha.
That's awful.
But those pictures just pissed me off because, you know, that's the funny thing. I can't go back to, oh, yeah, he was hot, he was fun, because I always remember what they did to make me mad as to why we're not talking anymore. So I can't go past that, you know what I'm saying, to get back into the horny.
That happened, yeah, I remember that about 2 o'clock in the morning after. Actually, I remember that usually about the middle of sex. It hits me I don't like you anymore. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. I should have went home with that weird guy that I never knew.
And then,
why did I go home with the usual thing when I could have gone home with some strange? But
girl.
I'm
I know.
Guy,
I've done that before. No more strange, though, because strange ends up being strange.
Yeah, strange ends up being real strange. Yeah, I can't be strange anymore. I'm too old for strange now.
Right?
Okay,
yes.
I hate to say this, but we're gonna have to take a break. Oh, my God, we are so talkative. Look at what happens. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I know, it's terrible. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to take a bunch of calls, and we're going to talk to everybody in the chat room. And if you're on the line or if you want to join us in our conversation, because we're going to take calls right after this break, the number is 646-595-4038. And you are listening to me, Sarah Devay, and Alana Evans here on the Down Low. And this is Dalhouse Radio. Yay! So why don't you find out a little bit more about us?
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dalhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dalhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dalhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dalhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dalhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dalhouse Radio on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds on me dancing. Talking up a storm like you usually do. Talking to your friends like you usually do. Telling them I never spend time with you. It's hard to find the time we've been
sipping on Dom Perignon for no reason. Popping tags up a echelon for no reason. Seen this bad little Jones, she was perfect. I let her push the floor right now if she worth it. Falling in the middle of the club, no jersey. He don't want no liquor cause he been drinking that dirty. Bring the ace, buy the cake, my bitches with me. Bring some ice for my cup, my drink with me. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing. Diamonds, 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 diamonds on me dancing.
And if you took it, you can vouch for me. I did it my way, you can vouch for me. I put the cocaine and the powder in the couch on me. Whenever I step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me. Bad bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time putting on your makeup and your outfit, but
welcome back. This is The Down Low here on Dot House Radio, and you are listening to Mila J, and the name of the song is Diamonds featuring Drake and Future. I believe that was a mixtape, so and that was definitely Mila J. Hey, Alana. Oh, by the way,
what?
Hi, I'm here Divine, and Alana is with me. Hey, Alana.
Yes, girl, I'm right here.
I'm sorry, I was like kind of listening to the music and then kind of doing a few. I was talking to everybody in the chat room, and I got to find out who this Mila J is because I don't know who she is. You know what? I'm going to have to start listening to more R&B. That's what I've come to realize. I've got to start listening to more R&B, and it's not that I don't listen to R&B. I just listen to like a whole eclectic of stuff. And
yeah.
Some of my stuff, I'm one of those really weird, strange people. Like right now, my whole big thing is Alabama Shakes, which is really out
nice.
There. So, but it's really out there, but it's really not. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
very different things. But you know what? I think I might have to start listening to this Mila J and find out more of what she's doing. So we're definitely going to be playing more of her. Definitely.
I love it. I love that song. It was dope.
It was. It really was. So I got to say this. Okay, so I got to say hi to everybody in the chat room, and that would be hi to Jeff, hi to Alan, hi to Joseph, hi to me, because I'm in the chat room. And I want to say hi to everybody who's listening to us, and if you want to join this conversation, because this is the part of our show where we start letting callers in on our conversation. So if you want to join in and if you want to talk, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038. If you've already done that, just press 1, and I will see you online. I will see you on my board, and I will let you in. As a matter of fact, I see someone waiting, and I will get to you in just 1 second, I promise. But I wanted to bring up our subject here really, really quickly before, because you know we only have an hour in our show and it goes by so freaking quickly. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's been flying by tonight.
It really has. You know, I think it flies by when we're having fun. And I think we're having
Absolutely.
Fun. Absolutely. We are. Yeah. So it's going to go by really quick, but... Okay, so this is what I want to get into tonight, because we had to recap everything that we've done, and we've had a great time on the show, but every year there's some kind of new thing that I've never heard of that makes me feel like, what the fuck? Just got to say, because that's what I would say to my head, what the fuck? There are there that when you're tweeting your boo on a down low, no one will know what you're saying. To the point that if you tweet them, what it says on their phone will say one other thing, but all they have to do is, like, copy that into the whatever app that both of y'all are using, and it will actually say what you really mean.
Huh.
It changes it to that point. See, yeah. Okay, so I saved that one. I saved that little tidbit because I know you all were talking, I was talking about Plume earlier, how it can hide what you say. But it doesn't just hide what you say. It actually encrypts what you say so that when somebody looks at your phone, they see one thing, or if they're looking at the other person's phone, they see the nice text, not the dirty one.
Oh,
and then all they have
God,
to do is
dude.
Switch over to the app, and then they see the, what you really wanted to say.
That's crazy,
yes.
Girl. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Is that crazy
awesome.
Or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's
so
awesome.
I know everyone was thinking that I was being all low. I have to admit, what I was talking about earlier was really considered low-tech, like not being able to see who I texted, blocking certain stuff. No, we're talking
right.
This can actually change. And any pictures you take through this app will not be saved to your phone. They're saved somewhere
wow.
else, and they're immediately done after you are done looking at them. They're gone.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
this is
awesome,
this is the app for the expert cheater right here.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy. So this, but the thing is, I heard about Plume. And
you know what's funny, actually? Can I cut you off for a second?
Tell me. I want to hear
something. That app that you're talking about, like, for the expert cheater, you know that kind of, like, for the dude that's trying to lie or the chick that's trying to lie to the person that they're talking to, that
uh-huh.
should be a red flag to someone. If you think someone isn't married or you think they're not in a relationship and they're asking you to use this app that makes everything super secret, that's
it
how
does.
You know that person is not totally available.
That's
like,
how
it goes
you
both
know.
Ways.
Because the thing is, this is the one thing I noticed with all these apps, and you just made a very, very extremely good point on this one. When you use these apps, the other person who's you're texting or, you know, sexting, let's just go ahead and say sexting because
yeah.
that's what you're doing,
that's
has
what
to also
doing.
Be using this app, too, to see what you're doing, what, you know, you're sending them, or they're only going to get the clean version. So
right.
you have to be into this conspiracy together.
Exactly. It is two-sided at that point. There is no
it's
denial.
It's two-sided. And that was one of the things I know you all didn't think I was going to bring up, and I'm so glad you brought that up because we're one of two minds on this one. It is
right.
two-sided. Not one of the apps,
yeah.
and there are so many other apps that do this too, not one of them is one-sided.
Right.
You have to be a member of this app also to do this with them.
Yeah.
So it takes you actually seriously sitting there and going, this is what I'm going to do. I've decided that I'm hiding this. Now, don't get me wrong, I've hidden stuff on my phone. I've been doing it for years. And
right.
it's never like I'm not going to say it's never, but most of the time it's not, like, crazy stuff. It's just a habit of mine because I treat my phone like I treat my purse. None of your damn business.
Oh.
And I
yeah,
think that
I
might
know,
be an
true.
Ethnic thing.
You know, but
I don't know,
actually,
is it a girl thing or ethnic
white
thing?
White girl, it's a girl thing because me, I'm the same way. You know, it's there. If you need to go look at it, it is there for you. But I would appreciate
mm-hmm.
it if you didn't. It's my personal private space. But if
exactly.
I'm with someone that needs to know every single thing that I'm doing, or if I want them to know every single thing that I'm doing, I'm just like, there it is. Some people
mm-hmm.
are like, why does your phone have a password if you're not trying to hide anything? How about because if I ever get stopped by the cops?
Or if you ever lose your phone, because
yeah.
I used to be terrible about losing my phone.
Yes.
And then you think, especially us, the people that
exactly.
we know. And then I'm like, if anyone got a hold of my phone, they really paid attention to my contacts.
Yeah.
How many people would call me pissed off
oh
that
God,
someone got
right?
a hold of my phone?
So it's like, it's not always about, oh, I have a password because, you know, I'm doing something dirty. It's really at times to protect the people within your phone. You know, having
it's a security. I'm protecting other people. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to honestly say that it's absolute truth with me. I am protecting other people because I have names and numbers in my phone. Not saying that you may recognize them or you may not recognize them, but somebody else will. I don't know who's going to. If I leave my phone in a cab in Chicago, I don't know who's going to pick up my phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I lived in Chicago, I was in cabs a lot, so I always have a lock on my phone. But
yeah,
I also am not shady, whereas when I'm at home, I bet you're the same way. I leave my phone laying around all the time. I don't really care.
Exactly. And it's Facebook. Like, there's nothing for me, you know, it's not like I have anything to worry about or someone who's watching over me, keeping tabs on me. You know,
right.
My life isn't like that. But, you know, at the same point, I know people who are. And there are so many, you know, signs and things that it's like, let's face it, if you have one of those apps where you can keep everything hidden in your phone, you wouldn't have to put it face down.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the crazy thing about this app, this is what you're going to really love. You're going to love this. Okay.
Nice.
So I did a little bit of research because you know that's what I do.
Yes.
Did a little bit of research. Haven't done as much as I usually do because, guys, you're right, I need to write a little bit more. And we'll talk about that in a bit. But I did a little bit of research. So in researching this, I found that app and a few others that are even better than that. That's just a generic one. I found, like, Black Astronaut.
Wow.
Oh, I got to look this up. What is this? There's one called Vault that hides all your pictures in a whole other folder that you can only get in with a separate password. There's Black SMS that sends things back and forth and you see a different one. But it also, if someone comes around and starts to look at your phone, it even hides it behind what looks like a calculator.
Oh, my God.
So they don't
that's
even know
crazy.
You have the app on your phone?
Ah, dude, that's dope.
Yeah.
All right, that's awesome.
There are a couple of them as
crafty.
I started going through. Yeah,
maybe
they're like some really some sinister ones.
Girls are not
there's
going
ones
into calculators.
That, yeah. You go in a calculator and all of a sudden it's
wow.
not a calculator. But you actually have to put in. But the great thing about this one, the one with the calculator, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
You have to put in a certain arrangement of numbers to open it. So it's not going to just,
God,
you don't
it.
Just tap it and it becomes a calculator or it goes into the app. You have to put in a certain amount of numbers in a certain amount of way and then it opens up into the actual app.
Dude, that is so awesome.
It's pretty freaking cool. I have to admit, it's pretty cool.
Where were these apps when I needed them?
You know, actually, I said, well, I've never actually needed these things. I was single when I was dating more than one guy. So I was single, so I didn't have the problem.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
The one thing I did like, though, okay, so me, I had to test them out. Some of them were so complicated. I was like, fuck.
Oh.
I got to go through all of my contacts to figure out who I want to hide and who I don't want to hide and pictures of who I don't want to hide and who I have. Some of them were complicated. Some of them were a little bit too easy. But see, on top of the apps that you have that will hide all your shit, there are apps that contradict that. They will find the shit you're hiding.
Oh, my God, no.
So don't think that you're free and safe.
Of course.
There are apps that are free that will find you hiding this stuff.
There is always someone who's got to fuck it up for everybody else.
There's always someone. I recently had to track somebody's phone, so I found out how easy it was to track a phone. So, and it's very easy to track a phone.
Wait a minute. You were able to tap in to someone's, like, GPS and watch where they were?
I actually found out exactly where and what city and what state they were in, and they were lying to me.
Oh,
they told me they were in, like, Colorado when they were actually in Florida.
Oh,
and I actually was looking at their
phone. I'm in Miami,
really. Yeah, I was like, really? Okay.
Wow, that's a great girl. Girl, you crazy. That's one of those signs.
I know, I'm
not
crazy. You know who's crazy? I've never been one of those girls, but I saw a Kardashian, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, from a long time ago. Kim Kardashian is the queen of knowing how to backtrack your phone, find out where the fuck you are and what's on your phone, and figuring out what your passcode. You know, I've thought about it, too, though. I have been very good at figuring out your boyfriend's passcodes. Though I will voluntarily give you all of my passcodes.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who would just
I'm
give
like,
it and be like,
hey,
my passcode for everything is this. Now, if I don't want you to know something, that's not a passcode I will ever give you. And it will be some random bullshit that you will never guess.
Right. Thank you. And I will change it when you aren't paying attention.
And look, yes, I will randomly change it constantly. And it will be some random bullshit that I'll have to keep somewhere else because I can't even remember it. So.
Oh, my God, right? You got to hide a note for yourself somewhere.
Yes.
Leave like a path. Go to the back of the refrigerator. You want to feel like those clues
We are terrible.
Take you like 10 clues. That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you and I, you know, we've never really had to seriously hide anything ever.
Oh, no,
and I
definitely.
We've never had to do that.
I'm honest.
I'm very honest to the point I may hurt myself. I'm so honest. But I'm curious to see what some of our listeners have to say. Honestly.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Absolutely. Because at this time, they can't scold us. There's nothing for them to tell us we're wrong.
Yeah, that is it. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say. So, guys, I'm going to let you know. Look, we're going to answer a few calls here because we have quite a few, and I'm sorry. I'm going to try to get to every last single one of you. So just hold on the line.
It's not going to happen.
No, I think it is. I think I can fit – I might miss one, but I think I can fit every single caller in. We
and
might even run over.
Misses? Because she doesn't want to take your call, so don't be fooled.
I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going through the motions. I didn't say that. But for those of you who haven't already called in, we're going to take our first caller here. And if you haven't already called in, the number is 646-595-4038. And by the way, I also see you in the chat room. Hi, Jeff. Jeff says, secrets make everything so extremely complicated.
Yes, they do. They really, really do. And then you don't
really
trust that person.
They really do. We're going to take our first caller. The area code is 612-354. Are you there? 612, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
I knew this. Okay, I had a feeling this was Minnesota.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, I'm going to go with first-time caller. Can you tell us who we're talking to?
Warren.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I am fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You're here with me and Alana.
Caught in trouble. Yes.
I know. We are caught in trouble. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretending like I don't know who this is, but you know what? When I heard the voice, I figured out who it was because I didn't know the number, but I did figure out the voice. So, this is... Look, oh, my God, is that laugh? That laugh just says some bad things.
Woo,
okay, so this is Warren from...
Oh, the laugh is only good things.
No, he's actually absolutely wonderful. Warren, you work... Okay, tell us everything about you because you know what? I don't want to fuck it up because it's been so long since I've seen you. But you work at one of my favorite clubs that I used to be a feature at many moons ago.
Dream Girls Minneapolis, affiliated with Deja Vu's.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've been there for over 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I've been there.
Wow.
And,
I didn't know I'd been that long.
I had booked feature performers in there for a while. I'm also still affiliated with them. And actually, life's good, so I can't complain about anything.
Well,
that sounds like fun.
We love it when you don't complain, but we really love it when you bitch.
Ladies,
okay, so
ladies.
I gotta ask you, have you ever, okay, so you see girls all the time, so you see, okay, because you work in a club,
yeah,
you see all kinds of scandalous things. Like, you see them, like, you're probably even a part of some of them.
No.
People lying, hiding
hey,
things.
You know what? Sometimes when it comes to being a manager of a club or an agent in a club, you can't, some ways it can be a good thing and a bad thing for the girls, and it's a, like a, how would you say it, whatever the girl thinks and what she does, she have more control of everything that she do.
That's true. That's true. So, the answer is that. How, have you ever seen guys, and no guys like kind of come by you because you're like one, the only guy in the room that understands them kind of thing. You know, as girls are, we're like, oh, fine, there's a girl that we can talk to. I know guys do that too. Have guys ever shown you like apps where they hide all the stuff from their female, from their women or whatever stuff? Have you ever seen these like clues and stuff?
Yes.
Or they've taken pictures of the girls, they're like, oh, this is how I hide it?
Yeah, they show the apps, they show the pictures, for the time that I have worked there, it seemed like everything evolved from, it's steady changing. It is getting, in some cases, if you don't follow the it being evolved, it sometimes you can get lost in it. But the more that they change things out, the more kind of it's kind of like in the way that you finding out, if you finding out something that's going on, they're gonna find an answer to, you know, be in the closet. So
have you ever
words,
had
you
girls like?
Out,
have you ever had girls actually like catch their boyfriends, like through their cell phones?
Catch? Oh yeah. There's apps that you can track
hear
your boyfriends down.
Okay, they track their boyfriends. Don't
I mean,
they?
Let me tell you something. The dancers do that because
don't dancers track their boyfriends?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay,
yeah,
do dancers ever track their favorite clients or favorite customers, I should say? Is that the wrong word? It should be customers. I'm sorry. Customers.
Yes,
do dancers ever track their favorite customers?
Because there'd be big fights in the dressing room sometimes.
Really?
When,
Yeah.
There'd be big fights in the dressing room. Oh, you got my regular. You got this. You got that. You know, and that's how that comes out. And the regular or the guy or who they cheated with, they turn around and, I gotta find me another app to make sure that she don't know what's going on, or I gotta drop it.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Shoot, okay, I'm shot.
If you think about it, any guy that's in a strip club, what did he come to a strip club for?
I'm thinking like old school, like
get attached
apps to track
money.
Everybody.
They get attached to that money, and the guy's always going to find somebody new.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, you know,
can you imagine that?
If you're worried about
somebody
that you got at home, it's even worse.
Oh, my God. Okay, Alana, can you imagine me
in
the club and I'd be like, I have this app that's showing where my customer is?
It's about evolving. It is going to always be some way somebody's going to try to beat the system and figure it out.
That's true.
And when you
figure
it out, they're going to beat the system again.
There's always a way. Always.
There's always a way.
Oh, my gosh, that is so crazy.
That's crazy.
Thank you so much for calling in. That is crazy.
Okay.
Alana, can you imagine?
I would never.
Can you imagine being in the club?
Out of the club. No, like, I'm sorry, and I wouldn't track my man either. If I'm worried about my man running around,
me either.
You don't need to be my man.
That's how I feel. I'm like, if I gotta run up behind you all the time, then I'm done.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
I got more
God.
Respect for myself than that.
I do.
And I'm
thank you
kind
so
of
much
freaky.
For calling in.
No problem.
So you have to call in next week. So join us next week. Oh, gosh, we have a new caller, though. Join us next week, and we got to send some people to your club.
Yes.
Hell, it's been years since I've been there. I got to go,
them.
Too.
Send them. Hey, they will enjoy it. They actually, it's a fun club. Sure wish we had the feature stuff back, but... You know, maybe it might be coming along again soon.
You never know.
You never know.
Well, thank you, darling. You know what? That just makes me think of something else really, really quickly. One of the things is like, okay, so, you know, oh, gosh, I hate when I do this. I'm thinking of something and then it just totally escapes.
Well, this is the radio.
So we have another caller on, though, so I'm just going to let you join on in. Hey.
Yo, what's good? This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, am I? Yo, there was an awkward pause where she was like, hey, how you doing? Like, what happened?
I know. There was like a total pause because, you know what? I hit the button a little too soon. That was my fault.
Oh, my bad. No, we.
So tell us what you're thinking. I, you know what? I hit the button a little too soon and I heard you talking. So anyway, you're from 347 area code. Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
And I heard you talking. Sorry, we caught you in mid-conversation. But what are you thinking about our topic tonight? I know.
First of all, let me say who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Lola Sierra.
You're talking to Alana and Sierra. I'm Sierra, and you're talking to Alana. Also.
Yes. What's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? So I'm talking to Alana right now or Sierra?
Yes. Well,
you're talking
I'm
to
Alana.
Both of us.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm Sierra.
All right, Sierra. All right. First of all, look, check this shit out.
Three ways.
Here's the whole, like, you were just getting into for a second. Yo, fuck that shit with me having to fun around with apps and shit because I got to worry about. Look, it's enough for me to have to worry about worrying about police and shit. Like, hold on a minute.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Like, yo, my nigga, like, do you want, like, to be fucking around with apps where you got to hide your shit and, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they right now talking about, like, there's an app where you have to put in a certain code in the calculator to undo your pictures and shit. Like, yo, ain't that shit a whole lot of extra work when you could just be like, yo, listen. I like to fuck.
It's a whole lot. Don't get me wrong. Okay, so I just got to say this. I opened all these apps, and I put them on my phone, and I tried them. And it was so much extra work. I was like, so now I got to invite certain people just to talk to me through this. I got to confirm with them. And then I'm like, really, you don't think the police don't even already know about this? They were like, oh, you can also use it to evade the police. You don't think they already don't know about it? Especially when I found apps that were against these apps that, you know,
yeah,
if you had these apps, you could find out. So I was like, well,
exactly.
What's the point? Why don't you just erase shit immediately?
Well, let's just stand in perspective. Carrie, I'm actually sitting with my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Her name is Carrie. Carrie, what's your view on having apps on your phone to have to hide your pictures and hide your contacts?
That's too much. Like, way too much.
Put the phone closer.
Exactly.
We can't hear her.
She said, speak up.
That's too much for you to have to use the app just to hide yourself. Like, it's pointless.
Yeah. It is.
See,
pointless.
I agree with you. It's too much. If you got to hide it that much, I mean, what happened with just not taking those dirty ass pictures on your phone?
If you like, if you pick up my phone and you see something, and you see something, like, I mean, like me, I'm single, like yo, you will see something, you go on my phone, like, I'm like, yo, I fuck,
yep.
And like, what's the problem with me worrying about it? Like, why am I on the low? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is this?
Seem
what
like
is
you,
this
if you
want to
find something, you're gonna find it. If you if you're looking for it, you're going to find it, whether you whether it's what you think it is or not. You're going to find it.
Yeah. And the whole apps, the whole shit is predicated on the whole goddamn theory that we all got to be fucking in secret. And we have to be fucking in shame. Like, are you, like, yo, like, Carrie, like, we're grown. Like, we're not fucking in shame, right, Carrie? Like, nah.
Oh, yeah, how do you a girl over there? You were supposed to put her on speakerphone there.
Nah, that's not. This is she's a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? She's actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
You got to put her in. She's got to put her way in too, because you know what? We're all about being single. So, you know, I think these apps with high end things, and I think a lot of them are. I think a lot of them are selling false hope. To be honest, I don't think they're as secure as they say they are.
Because you talk about apps that got to go and find shit that you hiding. So what about, you know what I'm saying? And then you got people doing that shit. When everybody could just be like, yo, everybody at the count of three, put your apps down and just be like, yo, look, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah,
oh,
I shout out to homeboy
so
at the club, man. Tell him let me come through, man, for real. I got some friends and shit.
Well, you know what? You got to call in more often, because you know what? You are really listening to what we're talking about. So you got to come in here more often.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Alana, I want to say what up. You know what I'm saying? I know we haven't spoken in a long time.
Yeah, awesome. I remember your voice.
Yeah,
are you in the car? I feel like you're in the car just jamming right now.
we just sitting down. We smoking this shit. Chilling.
Oh, damn. I need to
hear it. Yeah, it's Friday night. It's Friday night. It's lit.
It's Friday night.
Right.
Darling, thank you so much for calling in. Please call in more.
Yeah.
And we will send you more information. And don't forget to join us on Periscope Live, too.
All right.
So we'll talk to you soon. Hi. Oh my God, it's so cool. It's so cool to have so many cool callers. Guys, you know what? Alana, I got to get your opinion on this. I think you should give the last opinion on this.
Oh,
what do you think
you.
About apps that hide stuff? I mean, on one hand, I don't like people looking over my shoulder about what I'm what I'm tapping, I'm not going to lie, what ass I'm tapping, what pictures I'm showing, and what texts I'm sending out. But I don't know if these are necessarily secure as you think they are.
They're definitely not. And let's face it, the people that are using those apps are probably serial cheaters. And maybe they need an app for some therapy.
Or maybe you should just be single and have a whole bunch of people on the side.
Change the life. Because you know what? It's really, at the end of the day, it's not worth it. You know, they're going to be in your phone. I mean, I think it's great that they exist for the people that need them. You know, whatever you're going to do is your choice. It's your life. But just know, it's not, like you said, it's not a surefire way to not get caught. You always have to think in the back of your mind, someone can and will hack you. So have fun. Do what you're going to do. But always keep that in mind.
I have to say,
I'm so glad I don't need that shit.
You know what? I'm
so
glad I don't either. Okay. I did actually, like I said, I actually played around with a couple of them. I'm glad that I don't personally need that. Yes, that one picture was probably a bad picture. But I don't have, like, all that kind of stuff in my – you can check my phone anytime. There's nothing crazy. I don't really care. There's nothing so crazy that I have to hide it.
There's
nothing so crazy in my phone that I have to hide it. Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm not saying
that. I would
say
this, though. I don't think that. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I also don't think that any app, especially if it's free, is not as secure as you think it is.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because
most of these apps, I didn't mention this, but most of these apps are 100% free.
Oh,
any app that's free. Any app that's under $10 is probably not as good as you think it is.
Exactly.
So I just have to say, and that's just my opinion on this.
Unless it's a video game, you know, and then, hey.
Yeah, unless it's a video game. Because I know a few that are under $10 that I'm hooked to. And in my particular case, it's Sims. But,
okay.
And it's free, and I've been playing it for 10 years.
I love it. Fun show tonight.
Well, on that note, guys, I'm going to let you know some more information about this for those of you all who want to check out some of these apps. You can find it on the Download Live on Sunday. There'll be a new article on Download Live on Sunday, downloadlive.com. If you want to hear this episode again, all you got to do, or any of our other episodes, all you have to do is go to all you have to do is www.dollhouseradio.com, and you can find us there with all other wonderful shows and all our indie music. And by the way, oh my God, every single day of the week, we have a great show, and we're not the only show there is. There'll be another one tomorrow, so catch us then. On that note, my name is Sierra Devine, and if you want to find us, you can find us on, let's see, you can find us on Twitter, on the Download Live, and you can find us also on Periscope, the Download Live, and we do at least one Periscope a week. And, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're towards the end.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Actually, I think we are at the end. Alana, where can we find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at AlanaEvansXXX. Check out my video game site, PwnedByGirls.com, and I'll be at the AVN Expo next week meeting with fans in
Woo!
Las Vegas.
Oh, my God, it's Woo-hoo! So cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Oh, and you know what? Watch my Twitter for a very big announcement next week about a mainstream late-night TV show I'll be making a special appearance on. So watch my Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we'll definitely be putting that.
News.
Watch that. And then if we can, we're going to get that on the downloadlive.com also. So,
yes.
You know, we're going to advertise that. And I'll be looking for it, definitely.
Yay! I'm excited.
On that note, thank you so much for listening to us here at The Download, because we are all you need to know about infidelities and being the other woman. On that note, I'm going to send you out with a little bit of Mila J again, and I want to say it's called Ty Dolls. It's Mila J featuring Ty Dolls, and it's called By Maine, and we'll see you next Friday.
Demma. Demma. Demma.
Nothing on that beat.
Nope. Girl that I came in with down my main. The one that's sharing these drinks down my main. The one celebrating a birthday down my main. Yeah, that's my number one chick down my main. The one that always had my back down my main. With me and my babe broke up down my main. She be the chick up on site down my main. And don't let her get turned up down my main. She my hero for a reason. Oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I know that she gon' keep her. Oh, oh, oh. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I said that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, we always be down for life. One of the baddest chicks in this club.
That my main.
One of the only girls that I love.
That my main.
Been down with her since day one.
That my main.
Can't nobody break this up.
Down my main.
We never fight over them boys.
Down my main.
Playing with these dudes like toys.
Down my main.
Vacay with me in Miami.
Down my main.
Front row with me at the Grammy.
Down my main.
She my hero for a reason.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can tell her all my secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cause I know she gon' keep her.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can't nothing come between us.
Oh, oh, oh.
That my main one. That my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now.
Hey, yeah, she love me always. I rip my the
long way. Ooh, through the ups and the downs, unconditional. I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these old folks. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. 10 toes down, fun, she a rider. Game busy in that fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She answer what the real callin'. That's my main thing. Every week we on the same thing. Us.
Daddy locked you out.